Understanding stress, making stress work for you. This is a paper by a very good friend of mine, Keith Owen. He and I taught together at Austin Community College and actually wrote a couple books together. And he's a foremost expert in stress. So I can't emphasize enough what he is saying here. Stress is not a cause, but a response. It's how you respond. You know, you can perceive something that is a threat to your well-being. That is your perception. And it could be true, or it could be, your own perception, and it's not really true. And so then a series of events are set in motion, producing stress. Then you can feel no control over the situation. And you may experience unresolved pain on a daily basis. It's kind of like the frogs. You know, they just sort of normalize and adapt rather than nipping it in the bud. That's why it's so important to pay attention to those signals in your body. You know them well. Awareness, and then get back into balance in one of those 2 or 3 minute exercises. And I also want to emphasize that yes, there are situations that are deeper than, you know, just a 2 minute stress release and so forth, and that take more time. And if something has happened in your daily life, especially at work, you don't have time to go deeper. You just make a agreement with yourself. I'm not going to let this situation ruin my day. I'm going to deal with it in a deeper way when I have more time, like when I'm at home. But for right now, I'm going to do some of these release exercises. I'm aware of it. I'm going to get back in balance, and I choose not to have this spiral out of control, so to speak. And, you know, we've always been there. We've all been there. So the response involves body, mind, heart, and soul. In other words, the response has mental, emotional, physical, interpersonal, and spiritual aspects. And you may experience your response to the stress more strongly in just one of the above components. And, you know, we all have our ways that we deal with stress, or that we've dealt with it or not dealt with it. Most of us deal with it, that's for sure. So, physiologically speaking, the stress response can be non-specific, meaning regardless of the current specific stress trigger, stress involves a general activation of the autonomic nervous system to provide the energy to protect yourself, flight or fight, so to speak. That is, I just can't emphasize enough how important that is. You know, it just becomes so automatic, but once we become more in the ABCs of stress, we start turning that energy into a positive force in our lives.